Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Vav, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the fourth perek. We begin on the second line from the top with the words, Omar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Bar Kapara, Omar Hayar Rab Meir. Now, the simple understanding of the words Omar Hayar Rab Meir would be that Bar Kapara, as quoted by Rabbi Elazar, is quoting Rabbi Meir. However, the Mishnah Lamelech disagrees, and the Mishnah Lamelech brought down the Maisei HaKorbanos, says that Bar Kapara, Lo Omar came Bishmo Sherab Meir. He is not saying this in the name of Rab Meir. Elo Omar Shemistaber Shekachi Das Rab Meir. This is Bar Kapara's understanding of Rab Meir's Shita. Now, why does he say this? Go out of the normal way. He brings a raya, the Chriach Kane. He brings a raya to this. The Gemara tells us later on that Rav Huna is cholek on Bar Kapara. Now Bar Kapara is a Tana, and Rav Huna can't be cholek on Bar Kapara. And therefore, in Bar Kapara Omar, Shekain Omar Rav Meir, if Bar Kapara is really saying that this is the opinion of Rav Meir, Lo Shayach Lomash Rav Huna cholek on Bar Kapara. Wouldn't make any sense that Rav Huna would be cholek on Bar Kapara. Therefore, Hayol Lomar Shekosha al Rav Huna, it should have said that from Rav Meir's statement, as stated by Bar Kapara, Rav Huna has a problem. But since it doesn't say that, as we'll see in the Gemara later on, it says Rav Huna disagrees. So therefore, it's clear that this is Bar Kapara's opinion of Rav Meir and not what Bar Kapara actually says in the name of Rav Meir. In any event, Omer Rav Meir, Bar Kapara's opinion is that this is the understanding that Rav Meir had. Evare Ola Sheni Tosru. If you have the component parts of a carbonola, the limbs of a carbonola. After carbonola is flayed, the skin is given to the balam or to the kohanim, and the entire carbonola in its component parts is brought up on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Meir's understanding, according to Bar Kapara, is that these limbs of the carbonola that are left over, they were not sacrificed and put up on the marocha gedola. So, also lehem marocha b'fnei atzmon v'sodrin. As we said, this was the fifth or the extra fourth one on a regular day, the fifth altogether when you count Yom Kippur. This was the extra marocha that Rabbi Meir said was always on the mizbeach for these extra limbs from a carbonola, for example. B'fnei atzmon, that they were put separately on this marocha v'sodrin, and they were arranged there. And then he makes a second statement, Vafilu b'Shabbos. So the two parts to Bar Kapara's statement. The first part is that the fourth daily pyre, the extra pyre according to Rav Meir, coming to the total of five when you count Yom Kippur as well. So this was for the Evari Ola Shini Tosru, the extra limbs from the carbonola. And point number two, it was even brought on Shabbos. Now, Michael Mashalom, what is the Chiddush that Rav Meir is teaching us here according to Bar Kapara? Tanina, if you're telling me that Rav Meir's opinion is that you require a fourth daily pyre, five overall when you count Yom Kippur, Tanina, that's our Mishnah. B'chol yom ayusham arba marochos, every day there were four pyres, according to Rav Meir. So that can't be the chiddush that Bar Kapara is saying, oh, this is what Rav Meir is saying. He says it beferish. So therefore, Amar Rabbi Yovin says the chiddush that Rabbi Elazar is saying over the name of Bar Kapara, how to understand Rav Meir is, Amar Rabbi Yovin lo nitzucha ela lipsulin, that the chiddush that Bar Kapara is saying within Rav Meir is that this extra pyre was only for psulin. What do we mean by psulin? Rashi says, ha nacha de'im alu lo yardu. Something that's possible doesn't go up on the mizbeach. But there's two possibilities. If something that is possible went up in the Mizbeach, sometimes yardu, you have to bring it down. We're not going to go into those dinim right now, when you do and when you don't. But sometimes you have to bring it down. You're not letting it stay up there. But other times, im alu lo yardu. And this is what Rav Meir is teaching us, according to Bar Kapara, that this fourth pyre was specifically for a varim that had been possible. However, it was the type of sul that alu lo yardu. If it did go up, it didn't come down. You're allowed to leave it up there. And that was put up on the fourth pyre. Furthermore, the Dafka Rabbi Yovin says, Shemoshlo behema or. The only time that this din applies, that Rabbi said you have a separate pyre for it, is if it already had the fire on top of the Mizbeach burn part of it, had taken hold on part of it. Moshlo behema or. As Rashi says, the Mehai Shaita, at that moment in time when the fire has taken effect on these posel, Olu items, Nasu Lachmosha Mizbeach. It has the halachic status of belonging to the Mizbeach. And therefore, now, since it was Alu and it was taken over by part of the Mizbeach, it became Lechem HaMizbeach. So therefore, Moshel Bemaor, Lo Yardu. So that's the din that Bar Kapara is teaching us within Rav Meir. However, Avolo Moshel Bemaor, if they didn't yet have any fire on them, they were just put up on top of the Mizbeach but hadn't yet been put on the pyre at all, so then, Lo. Then we don't say that that is imalu lo yardu, but no, even Rabbi Meir would say in this situation that these aren't put on the special fourth pyre, they're taken down. That's the understanding that Rabbi Oven had. That's version number one. Ika de Amre, a second understanding was echod kisheirin vi echod pesulin. Whether you're dealing over here with pasul items, and even if you're dealing with kosher items, imosh lo behen or in, V'ilo, if they were partially burnt by the fire, so then they're considered lachmo shel mizbeach, and therefore they're let up there. However, if the fire of the mizbeach had not yet taken part on them, so then you don't need to put them on a special pyre. If they're regular parts of the carbonola, you just put them on the regular marocha gedola. They don't need a special pyre. This special pyre was only for those that imoshlo behenu or if the fire had taken hold of them, so then they need to be put up on this special pyre if they came off. Now, the Menachem Meish of Nefesh brings down that Rashi earlier on the Mishnah had taught us that even those that had never been moshlo behenu or they were also put on this special fourth pyre. So clearly, Rashi in the Mishnah was going like the first pshat, Rabbi Ovin's pshat, and not like the Ikud Yamre. In any event, that's the first statement that Bar Kapara made over Hayor Rav Meir, in the understanding of Rav Meir. Second statement that he made was, Vafilu b'Shabbos, that this separate pyre, that you have to go and put the appropriate, whether it's version 1 or version 2, like Rabbi Avinu, the Ikud D'Amrei, that you put it on the special pyre, occurred Vafilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So we're asked the same question as it did a minute ago. What's the chiddush of Bar Kapara? Tanina, we had this also in our Mishnah, that it said that on Yom Kippur there are five. Now, if Yom Kippur, which has the same halachas as Shabbos, there are five, that means that every day that there is the regular non-Yom Kippur day, including Shabbos, there are four. So what's the chiddush of Bar Kapara telling us that Rav Meir holds that there's, even on Shabbos, going to have this pyre? We said that, but Beferish in the Mishnah. So Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Ravacha Bar Yaakov tells us, no, that this chiddush of Bar Kapara is a good chiddush. It's drich. It's a good chiddush. So, because without Bar Kapara's chiddush, you know what I would have said? Hani Mili, this is only talking about Heicha, the Chol Yom HaKippur in Lios Acharei Shabbos. The only time you had this fourth pyre is when Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. So therefore, the Ola that was brought on Shabbos, so that's allowed to be kariv on Yom Kippur. Shabbos can be kariv on Yom Kippur. The Chelvei Shabbos created the Yom Kippur. The sacrificial fats and the Evarim of an Ola, the carbon tamid that are brought on Shabbos, are allowed to be sacrificed not only on Shabbos, but on the next day, i.e. that night, when it's already Yom Kippur. However, Avol b'emtza Shabbos, but if Yom Kippur falls out in any other day of the week, then lo, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and burn the whole Tes, Tishrei, Ola, or other Karbanos, sacrificial fats, on the day of Yom Kippur. Shabbos, Chelvei Shabbos craving Yom Kippur, but not Chelvei Chol craving Yom Kippur. Ugh. Kamash v'lon, therefore, Bakarparas, Chiddush, and Rabbi Meir is, yes, even those that are brought on a weekday are allowed to be kariv on Yom Kippur. And they put up on this special pyre, and that's the chiddush of Bar Kapara, understanding Rabbi Meir. But Rava doesn't like this. Omer Rava, Rava says, Man hai de lo chayish lekimche. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he didn't grind his flour well. In other words, he was grinding, but he didn't really care whether he had subin, he had the coarse stuff, or he had the good ground flour. So, Man hai, who is this person, the lochayish lekimche, that wasn't careful about his flour? Rashi in Yevamos explains this expression, lama shehu tochein umotzi mipiv. It's if he's grinding stuff up in his mouth and spitting out stuff that's not appropriate, not correct. Umotzi mipiv, things that are incorrect. Elsewhere, Rashi in Sukkah explains it, shehu tochein imchitin imapsolus. He's grinding up the wheat without removing first the coarse grain. And therefore, he's grinding up over here all sorts of bran and waste products with his flour, and therefore he's getting a much coarser flour. In other words, bottom line is, Rava doesn't like what Rav Achbar Yaakov says. He says, look at the Mishnah. You're telling me, your chiddush over here is that we wouldn't know without Bar Kapara coming to teach us that it applies even to a weekday. That's not what the words of the Mishnah say. Rabbi says, the Mishnah says, ha b'chol yom tanan. The Mishnah says, every single day. That implies that the pyre was made even on Shabbos. It's not only chiddush on a weekday, but it's even on Shabbos. So therefore, Gemara says, kasha. You're right, this is technically a problem with how Rav Achbar Yaakov is explaining Bar Kapara. Seemingly Bar Kapara is not telling us any chiddush over here. Kasha, we leave with a kasha. Kasha doesn't mean tiyufta. Kasha, the answers to it. One could argue that when it says ha b'chol yom tanan, it means every weekday, but not necessarily on Shabbos. Okay. In any event, here's what we bring in from before. We said that the Mishnah Melech said that Bar Kapara was giving his opinion of what Rav Meir was saying, because here we have Upligi Rav Huna. Bar Kapara is disagreeing with what Rav Huna said. In other words, Bar Kapara didn't quote this in the name of Rav Meir. This is his understanding of Rav Meir. Oh, Rav Huna has a right to disagree with that understanding of Rav Meir. Upligi Rav Huna. Rav Huna disagrees. Tama Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Tchilaso docha, sofa eno docha. He says, the beginning of Shabbos, when you're bringing the Korban Tamid, so you have to shecht the Korban Tamid, you do the Kabbalah, the Holacha, the Zrika, all of that is Docha Shabbos. It's impossible to bring the Korban without doing that on Shabbos. However, as opposed to Sofo Eino Docha, if on Friday you had the Korban Tamid Shobeinu Abayim, for example, and you did, of course, as you have to, the Shrita, the Kabbalah, the Locha, the Zrika on Erev Shabbos, but now you have the sacrificial fats and the other things that need to be done, that's not Docha Shabbos. You should have done that on Friday afternoon. Sofo Eino Docha. You couldn't do anything else on Shabbos that you should have done on Friday. So clearly, Rav Huna is of the opinion that the Korban Tamid from the Chol, from Friday afternoon, for example, is not allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. But Bar Kapara doesn't hold like Rav Huna. Bar Kapara said that you can even burn the Korban Tamid from Friday on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Huna disagrees, Upligi Rav Huna, with Bar Kapara. This is what we said before, that they're both disagreeing as to what Rav Meir really's opinion was. Now Gemara says, Gufa, Am Rav Huna, let's analyze this statement of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna, Tomit, Chilosu, Doche, Sofu, Enu, Doche. Rav Huna made his statements a little bit enigmatic. We'll have two different ways to understand it. We didn't really go into it. But clearly, he says that something is allowed to be done from Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos. So Rav Huna says, the Tomit, Chilosu, Doche, the beginning of the Korban Tomit is allowed to be done even on Shabbos. However, sofo eino docha, but the end part is not docha. So Gemara has a question, what do you mean by sofo eino docha? I explained it now according to one of these interpretations, but now the Gemara is going to get into it a little bit more. My eino docha, what do you mean sofo eino docha? So there's two possibilities. The first one is rochista. Rochista amar, we're going to make a distinction with both of these ways to understand Rav Huna between whether it's docha Shabbos or whether it's docha tuma. So rochista says, yes, it is Doches HaShabbos. Ruchist Omar Doches HaShabbos. The Friday Korban Tamid Shobeinu Abayim. If the sacrificial parts were not put up on the Mizbeach on Friday afternoon, you put them up there on Friday night. That's not a problem. However, the Eino Doches HaTumah. But in this situation, you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this if everybody was Tamei. If everybody was Tamei, so we say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur for things that are essential. But this is not essential. So what Rav Huna is telling us is that Sofo is Doche Shabbos, but Eino Doche es HaTuma. So whereas Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur under extenuating circumstances, that's only if that's an essential activity. Here it's not an essential activity. You already got your Kapara. The Korban Tamid Shobeinu Abayim was brought. Whatever other Korbanos were brought on Friday afternoon, you don't have a right to go and put the sacrificial fats up on top of the Mizbeach on Shabbos. That's Rav Chisda's understanding. So when we say that it's Doche, it means it's Doche Shabbos, but Eino Doche Zatumah. Now the Girsa that we have is V'Rova Omar, but the Mesoras HaShas and it's really based upon Tosus' opinion as well, says it should be Rabbah. So we'll read it as Rabbah. But Rabbah Amar Pumfaket. Rabbah says the exact opposite. Rabbah says that it is Doches HaTumah. Tumah is pushed aside over here. However, Ve'enu Doches HaShabbos. That's like the way we originally explained from this statement, that even though you have the Korban Tumah Shal Beinu Abayim Friday afternoon, so it was shechted and the Zrika was done, but if you didn't put the sacrificial fats up on Friday afternoon, you cannot put them up on Friday night, because it's not Doches Shabbos. So Rabbah says the exact opposite of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, yeah, it's Doches Shabbos, but it's not Doches Tumah. And Rabbah says it's Doches Tumah, but it's not Doches Shabbos. So Abaye doesn't like either of these two opinions. Amale Abaye l'Rabbah. Abaye says to Rabbah, again, the gifts should be Rabbah here rather than Rabbah. He says, both of you have a problem. Rav Chisda's understanding and your understanding both have problems. L'idoch kasha, Rav Chisda kasha. Both of you seem to be internally inconsistent, and the kasha is on both of you. Why is that? Because l'idoch kasha, according to you, again, Abaye is talking to Rabbah, so we have the second opinion first here. So he says, according to you, you said that it's Doches HaTumah, but it's not Doches HaShabbos. How come? What's the reason it is Doches HaTumah? Maishno HaTumah. The reason why it's Doches HaTumah is Dechsib B'moado, that you have to bring it on this day, Bafilu B'tumah. And that tells us, even if you're Tomei. So wait a second. It says the same thing in regards to the carbon itself. Shabbos Nami B'moado, Bafilu B'Shabbos. So why would you say that there's an allowance to be brought betumah, but there's no allowance to bring it on Shabbos? The same word b'moado that gave you the heta for tumah should give you the heta for Shabbos. And the same kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda kasha the same thing. Maishna Shabbos, you're saying it's docha Shabbos. Oh, because Shabbos is dechsiv b'moado, which means afilu b'Shabbos, you must do it at that set time, even if it's Shabbos. So then the same thing by tumah. Tumanami b'moado says the pasuk b'afilu b'tumah. So again, I don't understand the Bai says, your opinion, Rabbah. I don't understand Rav Chisda's opinion. Both of you should darshan both of them the same way. If the word b'moado comes to tell me that something is being overridden, so both Shabbos and Tumah are being overridden. So I don't understand either of your opinions. That's what Abaye tells Rabbah. And Rabbah answers, it's not a problem to Rav Chisda, and it's not a problem to me. So Amale, Rabbah tells Abaye, Lola didi kasha, it's not a problem for me, and I have to be honest, a little Rav Chisda kasha. It's not a kasha for Rav Chisda as well. Why not? L'didi lo kasha, according to my opinion, it's not a kasha. Again, Rabbah says it's Doches Tumah, but it's not Doches Shabbos. Why is it not a problem? If they both learned it out from a Moado, so Rabbah says, Sofo kitchiloso. The dinim that apply to the carbon tumah at the end, Besofo, are the same as at the beginning. And we turn to Memvavim and Beis. In regards to Tumah, what's the halacha at the beginning? If the tzibur is Tameh, so are you allowed to go and bring the carbon tamid b'tumah? Yeah. The tchiloso bar midcha tumahu. If there is no alternative, there are no kohanim that are tar, so then tumahu tshu b'tzibur, you're allowed to go bring the carbon tamid and do the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika. It's pushing aside the dinim of Tumah, tumahu tshu b'tzibur. So just like the beginning, Tumah Hutru B'tzibur, Sofu Nami Dachi. So too at the end, the dinim of Tumah are allowed to be pushed aside, Hutru B'tzibur, to go and bring up these sacrificial limbs or the sacrificial fats and put them up on the Mizbeach, even though they're Tameh. Shabbos, however, no. The Tchilas Olad Bar Midcha Shabbosu. Friday, when you brought your carbon Tumah in the afternoon, it's not Docha Shabbos. That's the din of the carbon tumah on Friday afternoon, which is chol. So therefore, sofo nami lo dochi. So the end of that isn't docha. The beginning isn't docha Shabbos. The Friday afternoon carbon tumah is not docha Shabbos. So therefore, that carbon tumah, the sacrificial fats, the sacrificial limbs, aren't docha Shabbos as well, Friday night. As opposed to the tumah was docha in the morning, the tumah would be docha at night. Now, that's why Rabbi says to me, it's not a problem. We can differentiate between why tumah is, in fact, Hutru B'tzibur, whereas Shabbos is not Docha. And to Rav Chisda, to be honest, also Lokasha, even though I disagree with Rav Chisda, he doesn't have a problem from you. Rav Chisda Nami Lokasha, why? He says, Sofo Kitchiloso. This principle that I hold from, that if the end is this way, it must be like the beginning, that's not true, according to Rav Chisda. Lesley, he doesn't hold like that. Okay? He says as follows, Shabbos, in regards to Shabbos, Duhutru B'tzibur. Hilcha Shabbos, it's lichatchila permissible. Every Shabbos we bring a korban tamid. It's pushing aside Shabbos lichatchila. So since it pushes it aside lichatchila, it's not a bidyevet, it's duchuya b'tzibur. No, it's hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, sofer nami dochi. So therefore, the end part also pushes aside Hilcha Shabbos. So the sacrificial fats are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. However, tumah, guess what? Tumah duchuya b'tzibur. Tumah is not something that you can just ignore. If you have absolutely no choice, all the kohanim matame, then you go bring it b'tumah. But if you can do it without doing it b'tumah, so then you're not allowed to. So it's what we call dechuya. Only under extenuating circumstances is the din of tumah pushed aside. If you can help it, it's not pushed aside. As opposed to Shabbos, which lichatchila is pushed aside. It's hutra b'tzibur. So tumah is dechuya hi b'tzibur. And therefore, tchilaso, doing the shechting, the Kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, that's essential. You don't have a choice. Even though it's dechuya, you don't have a choice. So tchilaso, the ikka kapara, that's the ikka kapara, so that is pushing aside tumah, dochi. However, sofo, the placement of the sacrificial fats of the evarim, the lav ikka kapara. The ikka kapara is the zrika. This isn't the ikka kapara. No, it's a mitzvah to do this, but if you don't do it, you're getting your kapara. Therefore, lo dochi, it's not considered hutra b'tzibur, it's dechuya b'tzibur, and therefore it's not brought. So therefore, Rabbah says, your kasha abaye to Rav Chisda and me is not a kasha to Rav Chisda, as we just explained, and as we explained before, it's not a kasha to Rabbah. Nadigmar says, Itmar, what about the following din? Hamachaba eish machta umenorah. We had yesterday's shiur, the eish machta refers to the coals that are collected either for the regular ketoris that's brought every morning and every afternoon, and for the ketoris that's brought for Yom Kippur. And the menorah are the coals that are brought to go like the menorah during the years when there wasn't a miracle that the Ner Maravi stayed lit. So they asked the Beis Medrash the following shaila. If somebody were to go and put out, extinguish these coals that were the Eish Machta for the Ketores or for the menorah, what is the halacha? There is a din that you're not allowed to go and put out fire from the Mizbeach. It says, Ner Tamid Tukad La Mizbeach, Lo Sichbet. You're not allowed to go and put out that flame. What happens if somebody did it? So is he over or not when it wasn't on top of the Mizbeach? It wasn't on the flame. It had been taken off to be used as coals. So Abaye Machayev, Abaye says he's still Chayev. The Pasuk says, Lo Sichbet. You're not allowed to go and put it out. As opposed to Rav Amar Pater. Rav says, no, in this situation, you're not going to be Chayev in Issa Daraisa. Now Pater normally means Pater Rav Alasar. You shouldn't do this, but you're not over in Issa Daraisa. Where it says, what exactly is this machlokas between Abaye and Rava? The two ways to learn this as well. So number one, the chavya b'rosh shom mizbeach, when you're dealing with putting it out while the coals are still up on top of the mizbeach, so in that situation, even though it's not in the pyre, but it's still on top of the mizbeach, the kuliyam lo pligi d'chayev. If it's on the pyre, never would have had a havimina otherwise. But even once it's taken off the fire, it's not on the pyre. You have these hot coals, but in this situation, when it's still on top of the Mizbeach, not only Abaye says Yechayev, but even Rava says Yechayev in this situation. The Kuli Amalo Pligi the Chayev. Where do they have the Machlokas? Abaye is saying Chayev and Rava is saying Yepater. Ki Pligi only the Achteya Ara B'chavye. It's if it's on the ground, you're off the Mizbeach, you have it on the ground, and now you put it out. In this situation, Abaye Mar Chayev because Eish HaMizbeachu. What difference does it make where it is? Eish HaMizbeach Lo Sichbeh. You're not allowed to put it out. And therefore, you put it out and you're chayev. On the other hand, Rava Amar, no, Potter. Rava says, when it's off the Mizbeach, you're no longer chayev daraisa. Kivan de nitka, it was taken off from the Mizbeach, it's no longer considered lechem of the Mizbeach, it's no longer considered part of the Mizbeach, and that's why you're not chayev. There's din daraisa of lo sichbe, of not putting it out. Okay, that's version number one. Now we're going to ask questions on this version. Elo, what are you going to say? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravua. Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Baravua the following. It says, Hamorid Gacheles me al gabe hamizbeach. If somebody takes off one of these coals from on top of the mizbeach, the chiba, and put it out, you are chayav. Now this goes exactly like who? Kiman kabaye. Now, we normally have a rule that when a machlok is between Abaye and Rava, so we
almost always passing like Rav, except for the famous Yal Kigam. And this is not one of the Yal Kigam scenarios. So therefore, we paskin like Rav. So would Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, really want to paskin like Abaye? That doesn't make very good sense. And this is especially true that we normally paskin like Rav Nachman. So if you're telling me over here that Rav Nachman seems to be paskin like Abaye, and we don't normally paskin like Abaye over Rav, we got two rules conflicting over here. So number one, it doesn't make sense that Rav Nachman would paskin like Abaye. And if he did paskin like Abaye, then it messes up our rules. So Gemara says, you're right. That this statement that Rav Nachman made in the name of Rabba Baravua is afilu temo ki Rava. This goes even according to Rava, that in fact, Hamorid gachelis mi'agabi ha-mezbech v'chiba chayev. Even Rava would say yechayev in this situation. How come? Because when Rava was arguing with Abaye, and when Rava said, you're not chayev, it was a different situation than what Rav Nachman was talking about. Rav Nachman was saying, Hasam lo intik the mitzvasa. He took this kol off for no reason whatsoever. He didn't take it off to do the mitzvah of lighting the ketores or to light the menorah. And therefore, it's still considered lechem ha-mizbeach. It's still considered something that belongs to the mizbeach. As Rashi says, lo karinon bei, in the situation, you are not calling it something that was taken off for the machta. It's still called eish ha-mizbeach. So therefore, even Rava would agree to Rav Nachman that if you didn't take it off for a purpose, so then the din of lo sichbeh still applies. However, Rava himself was talking about hocha in siko l'mitzvasa. You took it off for the purposes of lighting the Torah. You took it off for the purpose of lighting the menorah. Therefore, it no longer has the status of being lechem ha-mizbeach, eish of the mizbeach, and therefore, the din of lo sichbeh no longer applies. That's teretz number one. That's the first version over here. The machlokes between Rava and Abaya is only if you took it off the mizbeach. But if it was on the mizbeach, they both agree that you'd still be chayav lo sichbeh. The second version says pumfaker, opposite. Ika the Amre, the second version says, the achtea aro v'chavye, if you took it off the mizbeach and you extinguished it, you put it out when it was on the ground, so then even Abaye, and certainly Rava, the kuliyama lo pligi the potter, there is no issa daraisa in that situation. It's off the mizbeach, it no longer has the status of being eish ha-mizbeach, and it's only eish ha-mizbeach, lo sichbet. No machlok is over there, kuliyama lo pligi the potter. Where do they argue? Ki plige de chavya berosho shel mizbeach. It's not on the pyre. It's taken off the pyre. Everybody agrees if it's on the pyre that you chayev for the lo sichbeh. But here they took it off the pyre, but it's still on top of the mizbeach. Ki plige, where Rav and Abaye arguing about ki plige de chavya berosho shel mizbeach. You're up on top of the mizbeach, but the coal is off the fire. And Abaye in that situation says that you're still chayev lo sichbeh. And Rav says in that situation, you're not chayev nidaraisa lo sichbeh. Why? So Abaye Amar Chayev, in that situation Abaye says you're still Chayev because Eish HaMizbeach Hu, it is still called Eish HaMizbeach. So therefore you're Chayev. Whereas Rava Amar Potter, you're no longer calling it Eish HaMizbeach. Kivan de Nitka, it was taken off the fire, it's no longer on the pyre, Nitka. It's taken off, and therefore the Issa Deraisa of Eish HaMizbeach Lo Sichbeh doesn't apply. Aye. How are you going to understand Rav Nachman according to this version? Elohod Yomar Rav Nachman or Rabbi Ravua. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Ravua, Hamorid Gachelis Me'agabi Mizbeach V'chibo Chayev. He says if you take it down, you're definitely going to be Chayev if it's not on the Mizbeach. Now, we just said that Kuli Amalo Pligi the Potter. So who is Rav Nachman on the Rabbi Ravua going like? Never mind, he's not passing like a Rava. He's not even passing like a Baye. Come on, lo Kabaye lo Charava. We just said Kuli Amalo Pligi the Potter. And yet, Rav Nachman on the Rabbi Ravua says Yechayiv. So who's he going like? Shmuel says, no, also not a problem. In the case where Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Ravua says, Hamorid Gachelis V'Agabe V'Zmeach V'Chiba, that you're Chayiv. Hasam, in that situation, lo intik l'mitzvasa. Again, you didn't take it off for any purpose. It's just off the mizbeach, so everybody agrees. It's still called the eish of the mizbeach. And therefore, eish ha-mizbeach lo sichbeh. There is the issa d'oraisa still of lo sichbeh. Don't put it out. However, where we said the kuliyama lo pligi the potter, when it off the mizbeach, both Rava and even Abaye say that it's potter, hacha intik l'mitzvasa. If you took it off for the purposes of the charcoals to go and light the ketores or to light the menorah, so then it's no longer called eish ha-mizbeach, and therefore even Abaye and certainly Rava would say that you're potter and there is no issa daraisa of lo sichbe once its intik limits vasa. With this, we conclude the fourth parak in the Masechta Siyuma. We're halfway done with this beautiful Masechta, and that concludes today's shir.